Good afternoon. In Juneau, I'm Chloe Plesnack, filling in for Yvonne Crumry. Voting in Juneau's municipal election is happening now through October the 3rd. This year, 14 candidates are running for Juneau Assembly, and we'll hear from some of them this afternoon. Two area-wide seats are open, one for a three-year term and one for a two-year term, and one seat each in Districts 1 and 2. We recently asked all the Assembly candidates the same questions and collected their responses. Today's question is, the city is asking voters to fund a new city hall through a $27 million bond. What are your thoughts? We'll hear from the area-wide candidates coming up next on All Things Considered.
I'm Ella Atkinson, and I'm running for CBJ Assembly area-wide. We absolutely need a new city hall. The current setup is unsustainable, paying nearly $1 million in rent for in perpetuity, as hopefully Juneau's going to be here forever. We have city employees in places that aren't ideal for them to work and are taking up potential housing spaces for our community. The new city hall would also sort of congregate all of city services in one place with parking, which makes the city and the assembly and everything you need to do with the city much more accessible to Juneauites. We're at this nexus where we either need to invest a lot of money in a city hall that's old and really not working for us, or we spend that money on a better city hall that will be there forever and suit Juneauites' needs.
My name is Nano Brooks. I'm running for area-wide assembly. I think there is a lot that needs to happen with the city hall scenario. I'm not a fan of any position where the city is losing money. But before any new building goes up, we need to address the processes and systems that got the current facility into $15 million in deferred maintenance, because we don't want that to happen to a new facility.
My name is Jeff Jones. I'm running for area-wide assembly. Absolutely not. The company I work for, we do maintenance for the school district. We know what kind of shape the school district and the hospital are in. We need to focus other directions. The schools are in a shambles, and they need to be fixed before we build a new city hall. Do we need a new city hall? Maybe. But I don't think now's the time. I think we need to focus on other things.
My name is Paul Kelly. I am running for one of the two open area-wide seats. My thoughts are that they went about procedurally the wrong way. They pre-appropriated money, and they put it on the ballot after it was rejected without even considering what other options were available. I think there should have at least been some consideration. But that's an issue that came out early when I was out knocking doors. People had a lot of objections to it. And so I went and toured the current city hall, and I have pictures of bags hanging from the roof to contain leaks. I have carpet that is in disrepair, and it can't be repaired because there would need to be asbestos remediation, which is would have both financial and workflow consequences to the city, that we're renting four buildings right now. And so I think it actually would pencil out more for the taxpayers of Juneau to build a new city hall.
My name's Doreen Lorenz, and I'm running for the area-wide assembly seat. Well, this is one where I kind of wonder about the math, because when you go with the square footage with what they're asking for the total amount, it ends up being over $900 per square foot. And we already own the land. In comparison, if you go to Manhattan and you're making a high rise, it's about $675 a square foot. So I'm wondering where those extra dollars are going. I'm not saying this is a horrible project. I'm not saying it's a project I don't like. I just don't understand the mathematics to it. I also don't appreciate the way it's been sold to the city. I don't think the voters have really gotten behind the idea of this particular building at this price point in this particular space. And I think that you need to have that consensus before you start moving forward and actually setting aside money for a project. I completely agree that we need to get out of the situation that we're currently in. It's untenable.
I'm Laura Martinson McDonald, and I'm running for one of two area-wide assembly seats. First of all, I really wish this issue hadn't become so divisive. I feel like almost as if this is becoming a one-issue election, and I think that's really unfortunate because we don't have the luxury of just worrying about one issue. We have a lot of issues to worry about in this community, a lot of issues that are frankly more important than this one. It's unfortunate that we got here, and I really understand how we got to this place, and I think everybody's concerns are pretty valid, and especially those folks who are frustrated and feeling unheard. But just from a point of fiscal responsibility, I will be voting yes for a new city hall because we've got to move forward and stop renting and own our own property and have a long-term vision for Juneau that we're proud of. And I do have a long-term vision for Juneau. I'm proud of this capital city. And I think we need to put our best foot forward. But we also have a fiduciary responsibility to the people to spend their money wisely. And this is the best way to do it.
My name is Emily Mesh, and I'm running for one of the two area-wide seats. I think most of Juneau understands that a new city hall is a necessity. The question is how we go about it, and I think that's where the disagreement is. I'm glad to see it on the ballot again, slightly modified. I think those are the two issues that are different this year than last year. Last year, it was a higher amount that was on the ballot, and people thought we were going to be able to use the Walmart building, and now that's been bought by U-Haul. I think people understand that that's not an option, so I think they're more likely to approve the plan that the Assembly put forward. I think it's a good plan, but it does need the approval of the citizens of Juneau before it moves forward.
My name is Ivan Nance, and I'm running for Assembly. I think the idea is basically good. Basically, I give it a thumbs up, although I'm not sure about the financing at this point, but it needs to be explained better. Otherwise, it probably would have passed the first time. But I've gone down and been in the building that we have now, and I can see that it really doesn't match what I think a 21st century city offices should be. So I'm in favor of the new city hall, but I think it needs to be presented better and more clearly to the people of Juneau.
My name is Michelle Stewart Morgan, and I am running for area-wide assembly seat. I think we need a new city hall. If you've been in the old city hall building, you know. I read the article Rory Watt put out. He's been the city manager for 30 years. I agree with that. I would like to see the specific proposals for the monies. But I think if we're going to keep going forward, and Juneau is a great place, City Hall is a great place to start. I just think it's wild that we are the city and we rent City Hall. I think it would be a good investment to build a new city hall and some other things downtown.
My name is Joanne Wallace, and I'm running for the area-wide assembly seat. I am against a new city hall at this time, mainly because the voters just voted it down in October, and I feel like, you know, no should be no for now. And I also feel like we're going to have a lot of commercial space opening up in our town in the next year or two that could also be good options. But I feel like for now, it needs to be a no.
You just heard area-wide candidates respond to the question. The city is asking voters to fund a new city hall through a $27 million bond. What are your thoughts? You can tune in tomorrow morning to Morning Edition to hear their answers to the question, do you think the city should limit cruise ship tourism? Why or why not? And if so, how? You can also find their answers to these questions online on our website, ktoo.org. We have a full election guide there. You can click the green link at the top of the homepage. In Juneau, I'm Chloe Plesnack, filling in for Yvonne Crumry. You're listening to All Things Considered on KTOO.